Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
A Memorial Day Monday night here on The Fan. Jody Mack hanging out with you. Good weekend. I hope you had one. And it has been for our country in that it seems like we've gotten pretty well through a very busy weekend as we continue to try and reopen the country. We're also trying to reopen and restart our sports. Here to talk about the national pastime. All right, maybe football is, but I still call baseball the national pastime. And are we going to see it? How important a week is this week to determine just that? Our very own John Heyman, MLB Network insider, joins us here on The Fan. How are you, JH?
I'm good. I'm good, Jody. How are you doing? Thank you for calling baseball the national pastime. I'm with you on that one. This is the key week. You're absolutely right. They need to get something done. This is the week that the MLB gives its proposal. Expected to be Tuesday. And it does feel like both sides are aligned to compromise. So I am hopeful going into the week. I don't know that it's going to get done this week, but I will be surprised if it doesn't get done.
All right. When last we heard, and before the first round of negotiations ever started, it seemed to me like the ownership side was doing some pretty good leaking of what was going into to be their proposal. And it got reaction on both sides. They came together. They talked much more about health and safety and left the economics and the finances out of it. That's what this week's conversation is going to be about. You said compromise is necessary. Do you have enough trust in both of these parties to have enough trust in each other to get something like that done?
Well, I do think both will compromise. The owners had floated the idea of the 50-50 revenue sharing, and the players wanted to stick with the prorated pay for them over 82 games, which would mean they would get half of their regular pay. I do believe both will compromise. Can I guarantee that a deal will get done? I can't do that, but there's just too much to lose. I just can't believe that they would be that foolish to let this opportunity pass by. And it is an opportunity because baseball can be at the fore. I know a lot of people, not us, but a lot of people believe the NFL is the national pastime, at least for a little while. America would see baseball on the big stage.
That would be good if they were to get back first. You said you believe they can compromise it out. You've been covering the MLB quote-unquote negotiations, usually around a collective bargaining agreement. This is out of a collective bargaining agreement. And from time to time, they have some issue that pops up and they need to get an agreement done that isn't tied directly to a collective bargaining agreement, isn't already in place. But this is as big a non-CBA negotiation as they've ever had. So the parties that are involved here, with Manfred at the head and Tony Clark sitting across from him, just give me your best read on the relationship between the two sides. They're going to have to get a deal done.
Well, the relationship is not cozy right now. It does not seem to be great. I've seen some of the internal memos. The union side is not too happy with what you said was leaking. I know that the MLB side is leery of the union as well. So right now, I wouldn't say it's a friendly relationship. That doesn't mean a deal won't get done, though. You know, Rob Manfred has been the commissioner for a number of years now, but he was the lead negotiator before that. And in those 25 years or so, since he was the lead negotiator and then the commissioner, they've always been able to get a deal done. Now, this is a big one, and it's tricky, and it's hard because both sides are really going to lose. The players are only hoping to get half of their pay, whereas the owners, and I do believe this, I know a lot of people are skeptical about the numbers, and they don't, you know, there's a lot of things you can do with the numbers, and we're not sure where the number is going to line up exactly anyway, so it's all just estimates. I do believe that whatever happens, the owners will certainly be taking a hit. They've made money every year, and certainly recently they've done great. They've made big money, all except for the Marlins, of course. They're not making money, but the other 29 teams have made money. But this year, they will, no matter what they decide, they're going to take a hit. They're saying that even if they paid the players nothing, they would take a $1.5 billion loss. I mean, I guess that depends how you figure it. That seems, you know, you have to figure it a certain way to think that. The numbers don't add up for me, but again, I don't have all the numbers, and neither does the union. And I think that's why the union's just going to have a hard time going for the revenue sharing of any kind. It just isn't time to go over it all and figure it all out. So they're going to have to figure out a compromise, but it's not going to be a 50-50 revenue sharing split, nor is it going to be the 82-game prorated pay that the players want.
All right, where is that middle ground? We'll find out when the leaking starts again this week from both sides. I'm sure that's going to be the case. John Heyman here with us on the Fan Talk. And can we get MLB restarted? We sit here Monday, May 25th, John. Again, all reports, all sources, nothing on the record that if things can go well enough and they get an agreement done, they go through 2 or 3 weeks of training. Will that include games or not? That's certainly to be determined. But they think a just after the 1st of July start is a possibility. The length of these negotiations will dictate all those possibilities. Do they have a tentative date that they got to get a deal done by? Or are both sides going to be open-minded and say, hey, we just have to play this by ear as we go? How do you think the clock works on these negotiations?
Well, they're kind of saying by June 1st or thereabouts. So that's not really a hard deadline. I think they know they can go past June 1st. They're hoping to get spring training rolling certainly by June 15th. So I would say they probably have close to June 10th to try to figure out. You have to give people time to figure out their accommodations, but, it's only going to be a couple days. At this point, it's going to be a crunch. I don't think there's any way around that. And I don't think this is something that can be figured out this week, although this is the key week. We can say that, but I don't think they can do it in a week. They're not close enough. And, I know that there is more optimism now, as I've written, but I think a lot of that optimism is because of the belief that if they don't get it done, it'll be a disaster. I don't know that the optimism is about any belief that they're getting closer and that the gap is close. So I think they're going to probably go close to June 10th, and they're going to need every bit of that time. But like I said, I'll be shocked if they don't get it done.
A lot of the details from the proposal that the owners put together about how baseball would return under what kind of set of rules or situations or prerequisites, however you want to state it, for the health and the safety of everyone involved, not only the players, but the employees and the people who have to be necessary or essential on a game day at the stadium. A lot of the details did come out. Anything stand out to you as if, wow, if they can really make this happen, it'd be great? Or, yeah, good luck with that. There's no way you can play a game and play it under the circumstances and situations you're projecting.
Right. Yeah, I wouldn't call any of the health protocols great, but it's certainly understandable. That is the key. We need to keep the players and the coaches and the managers and everybody else who's on the field in those days, and it's certainly going to be kept to a minimum number of people. They're going to have a TV crew, but I think even that's going to be kept to a minimum. So, I don't know that any of the health protocols would be called great. I think they're good ideas, and give MLB credit for putting a lot of effort into it. The players certainly are taking it seriously as well, and they will figure it out and come to a compromise. That will not be the holdup eventually. I did see a few, and I have talked to a few players that have suggested that it's going to be difficult to do it this way. And one of them is some of the rules are discouraged, some are don't do it. So Some of them that are discouraged are going to be tough for them to do. Which one is no indoor batting cages. You don't, when you're at a game, you don't see the pinch hitters taking batting practice during the game, or even players who are just not batting yet. They often go into the cage and warm up. I mean, it's pretty hard to hit against Aroldis Chapman or Jake DeGrom or whomever late in the game if you're going completely cold and you don't have some hits in the batting cage. So that's going to be a tough one. Believe it or not, I think the licking of the fingers to keep the ball somewhat tacky, that's going to be difficult for them. I know the no showering is going to be difficult for them. They may have to live with that one. That's going to be tough if you do that and you actually get in the bus and drive to road games right after that. You know, it's going to feel like Little League again, maybe. But some of these they're just going to have to deal with. And others, I think they will probably find a compromise on. Some they can get rid of, and I think it is no loss. One is fighting, no fighting. Yeah, I think we'll be okay without that. No high fives. I think we'll probably live without that. No touching the face, giving signals on the third base coaching line. I think we'll live without that. But they really were thorough. They did a very good job with it. And I think the players are taking it very seriously as well. They're the ones who are doing the risking. So they should, and they are. I think they will get past all that. It's up to the economics. And as I said, they cannot cancel the season over splitting up of the money. It's been bad for both sides. The players, as I said, their goal is to get half the pay. The owners just want to lessen their loss. So either side has some great goal. And I know there's going to be a lot of trashing for both sides, but it's been a rough year all around. If they get on the field and give us something to watch, give us some hope, that would be a huge plus.
On that, we can agree. John Heyman, our guest here on The Fan, if the season goes by the board because of a disagreement about money, the coronavirus will eventually go away, but some fans could go away with them. Baseball cannot go down that road. All right, let's play optimistic for a second here. They get a deal done. Baseball restarts. It's played under the rules that they need. We continue to beat back the curve, and maybe we can open up the stands and have partial crowds. And maybe even by the playoffs, we have close to fuller stadiums and the like. Are they going to it? Is it a given this three-division format, washing away both the American League and National League for a year and adopting the DH for a year? Is that a foregone conclusion to the way it's going to shake out as of right now in your mind?
Well, I've said it's expected that they will have the universal DH for this year. The National League teams will have the DH as well, and some certainly will have an advantage if they have a natural DH, like Ryan Braun with the Brewers, for instance. The teams with the depth, the Nats, the Braves, the Dodgers may get an advantage there. So I think we will see the universal DH. The divisions, I don't know where that came from. That was written in many places and discussed, and it's a great, interesting thing to change the divisions around, but I have not heard that. I think the divisions stay the same. The one difference is you play teams within your division, play teams that are geographically close. More often, we're not going to have long-distance flights, and that's all part of the health protocols. But the divisions, as far as I know, remain the same. I think that was a great story, but it was rather fanciful to suggest that they were going to be changed.
I enjoyed it, and just because it opened up the universal DH.
I got about 10 radio hits. I shot it down in every one of them, but nobody believed me. They liked the original story better. Sometimes the fairy tale is a better story than the reality.
Well, you're 11th hit here on hopping on with us here on The Fan. Probably one of the first 10 was a different show here on The Fan. All right, let's take it back to New York here. How much did the Yankees benefit from there only being a half a season played and not having started in March with all the injuries they had before the season was put on the shelf?
Yeah, I think it cuts both ways. They benefit by the fact that Paxton and Judge and Stanton and their other injured players have time to recuperate, but I think it's a detriment to the super teams that we're going to see 14 teams make the playoffs. An extra round, and there's certainly more fortune involved over talent when you're talking about 82 games. And 82 games is the max they're going to play. Maybe they'll play fewer than 82. So, you know, I would say I would have called the Dodgers and Yankees prohibitive favorites in their leagues, or at least big favorites. And now I'm less certain of that. It seems to be a little bit more luck involved. I still think it's a legitimate champion. Whoever wins, whoever goes through the gauntlet, great for them. But I would say that the teams that are the big favorites are slightly less so because of that.
All right. And on a Met front, we know that they had to change managers during the offseason. Guy was hired and let go within months or even weeks, with Beltran being pushed out because of his ties to previous cheating episodes. Is that good for the Mets that the season didn't start? They're going to be going with a guy who, yes, some of the players have played for before, but no one has ever been managed by this individual on a big league level before. How does the later and condensed season affect the Mets and their new manager, as a matter of fact?
Yes, well, their new manager, he did manage some of these players in the minors and a lot of Mets minor leaguers in the minors, and he got great reviews, the rave reviews, and he was really, really well thought of throughout the organization. He wasn't going to get the job, even though he made the final round the first time, and he wasn't in the final two or three, but when they let Beltran go, you know, they decided, you know what, we could stay in-house and just do it that way this time. And that was understandable. He is beloved in the organization. They have great faith in him. The players only say great things. And so it looks like it has a chance to be a good hire. We don't know. I personally, Beltran, I thought was a gamble, too, because he really had no experience as a manager. I see this as less of a gamble for the Mets because this fellow does have experience as a manager, not at the major league level, but Beltran, like a lot of the guys, would have been coming in cold. Now, obviously, some of them have worked out beautifully, Aaron Boone included, but I think that's a gamble.
All right, I'm going to be a jerky talk show host and ask you a wacky question to end our interview here tonight. What team?
Right.
What team absolutely, positively, of the 30 of Major League Baseball, benefits the most from the way this whole coronavirus has affected the Major League Baseball season?
I don't know if there's one team. I think that.
Oh, there's one. There is one that stands above and beyond, not even close. If you go somewhere else, I will have to mock you, John Heyman.
Well, I have a different take on this.
My
opinion on this is in the middle, the teams that are in the middle, with 14 teams making the playoffs now instead of 10, that will add 14. So the teams that I consider in the realm of the middle, I think have an advantage now. A team like the Angels, which I did not see as a playoff team before, to me that looks like a very potential playoff team. Reds, White Sox, teams in that middle group, to me, benefit and give their fans much more hope. Now, go ahead. If you have a specific team based on an injury or something like that, go ahead.
Oh, a well-reasoned line of logic put forth by John Heyman. We should expect no less from as good a baseball insider as he is, but there is one major oversight. The most fortunate team is the Houston Astros because come into the season as the most hated franchise in all of sports, certainly in baseball, and would have been mockumentaried every single night on the road. Well, now they're going to play in empty stadiums. And by the time the fans get back into the stands, people will have bigger worries and long since forgot about the Astros cheating. So the Houston Astros dodged the biggest bullet here.
Maybe you're right, because I did see them quite often in spring training. I'm down in that area, and I was there a lot. They were the story before the pandemic hit. What was going to go on with them? And several of their star players seem to be, to me, to be shells of themselves. If you look at their – not that I'm – expecting to waste your time looking at their spring records, but big stars were hitting nothing, zero. It was really affecting them. Altuve and Bregman, two of the best players in baseball included. So it clearly was affecting them. You might be right. Maybe this will be a benefit for them, and maybe they will capitalize on it. You know, I'm still not sure. I still think that they're a lot of feelings over what happened. We will see, but that's not a bad thought.
It won't completely go away, but believe me, it is a lesson of what the Astros were going to have to deal with. John Heyman, always a pleasure. Good to catch up. Glad you're doing well. You and I will talk sometime down the road again soon.
All right. Great talking to you, Jody. We'll speak to you again.
Our MLB insider here on The Fan. Of course, you see him on the MLB Network all the time. John Heyman here with us. Jody Mac, hang in. Let's get the phones reopened. Heyman gave us some stuff we can sink our teeth into. Hit me up, 877-337-6666.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.